From the PSIA AASI Satellite Studios in Hood River, Oregon, I'm George Thomas. You're listening to First Chair. And wow, am I so excited to introduce Melody Buell as team member Melody Buell. Congratulations on making the team, Melody.
Thanks, George. I'm pretty honored and humbled. What an experience.
I really want to chat with you on this podcast, and we've got plenty more ahead of us, but I'd really like to get into your feelings leading up to the assessment, the tryout. And you and I had a chat back in November, and we were talking about it, and you could really feel the excitement of preparing for this. It's something that you've been working on for a really long time. But at the same time, you were kind of questioning yourself a little bit. Would you mind sharing some of that with us?
Absolutely. You know, the reality is this is a pursuit of excellence. And I think that in order to find that space and to be in that space, there has to be a willingness to dive into every little thing that I could grow and refine and make better. And let me pause and say, I continue to feel that way. And that hopefully will never end for me. And in that journey, there were some really pointed things that happened. You know, in November and December, I learned a lot about myself and what kind of environment helped me excel. And it came down to a lot of things around mindset. I began my process when I started digging into my application and really pursuing a lot of doubt. And I found myself in this space of dipping into that doubt. And the result was that I couldn't produce, because I was so busy focusing on what I couldn't do and not what I could. I took a couple of days off and really distanced myself from this cycle of pressure that I put on myself. And then I started reminding myself that that mindset didn't serve me. And I started thinking about where I wanted to be. And I started thinking about things like being at the top of the hill at Innerski or leading a clinic. And that mindset changed how I saw myself and where I experienced my potential. And it gave me the energy to be able to dive in and make my videos and to write my articles and to come up with content that really spoke to what I want to do and contribute as a team member and really get incredibly clear. You know, I joked along the way that I felt like I was putting together a campaign, and really that was true. You know, I came out, you know, with four or five very distinct things that I want to contribute over this next four-year term. And I, you know, hope to follow through with those things as long as they align with what we need to do as a team and our objectives. You know, in addition to that, there are a couple other things that happened that I think are worth touching on. One, I had a concussion in February, and it took me off show for about a week and set me back a bit. But it reminded me that I need to be doing things that help me expand and grow. And I think that, you know, it took me off. You know, I know you and I had had a podcast schedule, and I had to postpone it a couple of times because I wasn't processing well. And then, you know, and then another thing happened. I had a fairly substantial injury. You know, February 27th, I was seeing some amazing powder in a training clinic, and I just went over the distance of my skis and over and extended my leg and felt a fairly substantial burst. I don't want to use a pop word, but it was certainly in line with that. And I sat there in the snow, and, you know, all I could think about in that moment was tryouts and what I'd been working for and my ability to perform. And I couldn't stand up. I was so lightheaded. And I sat there, and close friends came over and were checking on me, and of course they offered a call for a sled, and I was true to myself and stubbornly said no. And eventually I was able to stand up, and I really limped my way down the hill and got my boot off and took myself in for x-rays, and a couple of days later an MRI. And, you know, I come back to the story around mindset, and, you know, that even on that drive down from the hill, I knew that something greater was here for me. And it didn't mean that I wasn't human and that I still had this eking devastation. anyone who was involved in this process, whether it was my, and you know, I might even think it started the first day that I went out on skis, but maybe that's a story for the future. But I really started dipping into, you know, yes, trials might look differently for me if I can't use one of my legs, but I believed that there was something bigger for me in the experience, and that mattered more than the agony that might come over me. And I immediately just leaned into that mindset of, yeah, opportunity. And I had to take a week off completely, and then a couple of weeks off skis, and I was on crutches. And I also experienced just an onslaught of support and check-ins and people talking to me about how I was doing and what my plans were. And it helped me feel strong and what I knew I could do. And gosh, I got to about 2 weeks post-injury, and I got the okay from my PT to ski on one ski. So I three-tracked for 2 weeks, and I gave exams. I gave three exams, a couple level ones, level two, and I led our advanced and expert adaptive camp, which we call Rippers, and on one ski. And it forced me to ski and to do this in a context that I wouldn't have. Because who's going to give an exam on one ski when you can ski on two skis? So I had to, right? I had to show up, and I had to do this in the context that I could. And it made me better as a result. It meant I had to figure out how to take notes while using outriggers. It meant that I had to admit that I had to learn how to completely pay attention to other people while skiing around and three-tracking. And, you know, lo and behold, I think that really helped me show up and know that I could do something that was, I could, you know, if I had to, I could show up to try out some tree track if that's what it came down to. And it gave me a level of confidence that was the case. But I healed enough that I was able to get out and ski up two skis. And, you know, the truth is I was able to show up at tryouts and be pretty darn close to 100%. Not quite there, say maybe 85 or 80%. But I felt like I was out there, able to be there and be focused on what I wanted to do and perform.
I love it because The way you're describing all this, you weren't going to use that as an excuse for not making the team.
Never, never. Absolutely not. Me as all of me is what was showing up. And, you know, I have to say that this process, you know, right up until selections were announced, like I could have stopped at that moment. And what I've learned about myself and how I can impact our membership and what these opportunities are has been incredible. I know myself better and what I have to give and how I can be a better version of myself and in turn support as a result of going through this. So I'm incredibly grateful. And I will say managing the stress was real. That was definitely a very important part of all of this.
What was your mindset going into the assessments? Were you, I can't imagine being, you know, just completely sure you're going to make it, but at the same time, did you feel you were at your best and that whatever you did, you were going to be able to give your best? And you said you were 80% on your skis, but I mean, everywhere else. Where you really knew this as best you could, and you were there to do the absolute best job that Melody Buell could do.
Oh, gosh. you know, I think that, of course, I wanted to do my best. And I also knew that I just needed to be me, and I needed to create an environment where I showed up. And showed up well and showed up in the space where I know I perform well. And that is a space of supporting others. It's a space of having fun. It's a space where I feel like I can show up and do what I do. And I realize that probably sounds a little overly simplistic. And for me, it's a lot about those connections. You know, I enjoy supporting other people. And leading into tryouts, I intentionally invested and made sure that the people that I've created close connections with who are also at tryouts and develop those relationships that I, you know, chatted with them or texted them or went on and asked them how I could support them, because that helps me be in the space where I perform better. And I know that I needed that. And then I also knew that I needed to be in an environment where we could have fun. And not about jokes. It, for me, it's about support. It's about, you know, you're on hill and things are lighthearted, or you know, I'd say in the same vein of that, it's being a willing learner. You know, I can think to a moment in my teaching, I said something out loud. I said, you know, I'm not here to know everything. I'm here to guide us into an experience that makes it successful for you. And whatever, you know, and I'm sure that wasn't verbatim, but something along those lines. And that's the truth for me. And those pieces are all in that mindset of what helps me. And it also helps me create a connection. And that helps me then in turn manage my stress. And, you know, when it comes back to wanting to be my best, you know, this environment, you know, just is I think meant to pull that, you know, to put pressure on people. Like, what happens when things are difficult or unexpected? And there was plenty of that. You know, there were times I walked into a room and I thought it was going to be a meeting, and then we were told we were giving presentations. We had 3 minutes to prep for throughout the trials. And those things, I just, you know, yes, my stomach was in my chest or my throat or wherever it happened to want to live in that moment, which is certainly uncomfortable. And at the same time, you know, I just kept chanting something to myself, you know, in my head that I took from Brené Brown. And it's like, there's something to learn here. And that helped me be curious. And I like myself better when I'm curious. And I think I'm a much better support to others. And I, of course, then learn more as well. And I think that's really important to the role and the job. And I think that if I'm in that context, I'm more likely to leave that tryout regardless of the result, feeling like I showed up and that's what really matters to me.
Nice. Well, two more questions for you. One, what was it like for you? What were your emotions when you heard your name called, when the selections were made for the team?
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm still having a lot of those emotions.
Relief?
you know what though? It's still processing through my body for sure. I overwhelmed. You know, I try to use that word lightly because I think that actual definition of it is just like you can't respond, and I clearly was able to walk up on stage. But I think I think it's levels of excitement and this anticipation of like, yeah, this is incredible. And I go back to that initial word of just feeling really honored. And I can really hear the disfluency show up in this moment where I just feel, yeah, I'm going to go back to just saying it feels unreal. And I keep having little waves of kind of realizing what's showing up, and they show it's coming out in all kinds of ways, you know, little tingles of in my body or like that edge of maybe some tears, and honestly it comes around to some excitement and some very pointed things that I hope that I can put into place very quickly.
And this last question, the answer might not be any of my business right now, but at the beginning, you said there were 4 to 5 things that you really wanted to contribute to the membership and the organization. Can you share at least one of those?
Absolutely. So I really want to focus on, maybe I can give you two, George.
Okay.
One, I really want to work on expanding the guest market through education and adaptive. So I'm thinking about how, you know, so if your pros have a little education on working with people who are on the spectrum or who maybe present a little bit differently than what that social norm is, they're probably going to be available to create a more inclusive environment. So I think that's an opportunity for our resort school to expand their pros' ability to engage and connect with a broader audience. And then secondarily, I also want to really increase access for our adaptive trainers to be able to access training. So I'm hoping that here in the next year or so that we will have some consistent training, hopefully nationwide, however that might look. Maybe it'll be a slower rollout than that, but where we could start pulling on our adaptive trainers and get them the support and the education they need to be able to work with their pros on a consistent level and help substantiate what we're doing with our alignments as well.
Team member Melody Buell joining us on First Chair. Melody, thanks so much for taking the time to chat. Looking forward to the next podcast very soon.
Awesome. Always a pleasure, George. Thank you.
From the PSIA ASI Satellite Studios in Hood River, Oregon, I'm George Thomas.